from the twisted realm of science and the darkest pits of reason comes chilling tales of godlessness. Bear witness to the unfathomable terror that is the Good Atheist.
Okay, today we're actually going to talk about something that we did this weekend. Actually, we went over to a wedding. And
more wedding talk. It's that time, isn't it?
It really is that time. Apparently, in the city that we were in, city of Newmarket, there was like three weddings going on at the same time. So it's like right at the last weekend of summer, everybody's decided to get married because I guess they just want to say, well, we got married last summer.
Yeah.
And it makes it pretty damn easy to find out when your anniversary is. It's the first day of fall, I guess. Mm. Which, you know, in terms of temperature and stuff like that, I don't think we could ask for a better day. It was just a beautiful day.
Yep.
But the one thing I wanted to talk about, and I wanted to get your reaction, is the ceremony itself. Now, I don't go to a lot of weddings. None of my friends are married. Like, this is the first friend of mine that actually gets married. So it's kind of like, you know, last time I was at a wedding, I think I was 12 or something like that.
And what do you think that says about you?
I guess it just says that maybe I just ruin people's relationships that are around me or something.
Yeah,
I'm the anti-wedding guy, maybe. Mm-hmm. So everybody that is around me becomes so cynical of weddings. They're like, that's not happening, baby, or something like that. Anyways, so it was done at a traditional, sort of, I believe they were Roman Catholics. So we went to a Roman Catholic church to witness the whole ceremony. Now, the ceremony lasted an hour. But it was funny because because the groom was not himself religious, they're like, it's a good thing, like somebody was telling me, it's a good thing he wasn't, because if he is, it would have been long.
Yeah.
You got to love these. You got to love this. My particular rant, although I won't necessarily call it a rant, is just what I found kind of annoying is that the entire time that you're there, pretty much I think the couple's name is mentioned about four times, and the word Jesus is probably uttered like about 100. They're like, we're gathered here in Jesus' house to praise Jesus on the Jesus' day of these two whatevers.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, I mean, the entire time I'm thinking, okay, you know what? I know where we're at. There's a statue, of 20-foot bronze statue of Jesus above them. I don't think anybody's forgotten that this is his house, but I don't know. For me, it just kind of annoyed me. Like the whole time, I'm like, "Look, this is this couple's day here. Could you give the Jesus thing? I don't know, a bit of a rest here. I don't just me,
or at the very least, give him fair play.
Yeah, give him fair play. Give him something like this is as much because they were like, this is more his day even than it is their day. I'm like, what? Your invisible zombie is more important than their day.
Well, my favorite part of it was basically one of the parts is that you have to choose a passage from the Bible to that kind of represents your love and stuff. And what they did, what Eric and Kelly did, is they picked out a passage that had nothing to do with God.
It
was a poem from it was a love poem from one of the passages in the Book of Solomon, and it had nothing to do with God. The passage was strictly about
very
love.
Neutral.
It was a very smart choice. I'm like, nice, well played. Then the priest is like, although this doesn't have anything to do with Jesus, I'd like to give you the context, the larger context, as it relates to Jesus. And I'm like, oh, talk about bringing it back.
And it was a good 20 minutes where he was explaining, saying like, well, love is only true because the Lord Jesus died and he loves you.
Let me ask you something. I might have missed it. Did he actually read the passage that they chose? I don't think he did.
No, I believe they did before. It was the song part that they sang,
that was it?
I believe so. Yeah. But the thing was, he was just trying to explain, like, the whole, well, you know, these two love each other, and Jesus loved you so much that, and I'm like, come on,
it's
buddy.
Like your love plays into their love. But it's the whole thing, like we were talking about last time with my uncle who was in town. He was saying that you got to understand that we don't get it because in our context, from our point of view, we don't see it the same way. They really see it as the whole point of this is they're calling down God to bless this wedding, and the whole point of having a wedding is to get God involved and be like, yo, God, bless this and sit over it and be like the man about it.
What makes me laugh a little bit, I can totally understand, I totally agree, is the fact that they have to do so much coaxing, like, let's do these eight songs, and then maybe he's going to come down. I'm like, well, it's his house, he's not even showed up yet?
Well, it's
like,
more,
I'm pretty sure he got the invitation.
No, I think it's just to, like, you know, it's the whole thing of paying tribute to God and everything like that. It's, you know, you're asking a favor, basically, so you really want to big him up. is the general concept that I kind of get from the whole process. So I can understand the whole point. But here's something that I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about you and how you were during this wedding.
I wear my emotions on my sleeve. Throughout
the entire thing, whenever the priest would start talking about God or talking about Jesus or saying any of the prayer, Jake would go like this.
And then he wasn't making any noises.
You were breathing really heavily and be like, ah. And then you'd put your head in your hands and you would shake your head, and you would just look like it was. You know how you always say that you don't like plays because.
Because
there's no subtlety. They're all acting for the rafters so everybody can see.
Yeah, yeah.
That's basically what you were doing.
Yeah,
you
but I was just sitting in the back. It wasn't for anybody except for my own benefit. And besides, like, this is the only way that I can vent. I hate religious ceremonies. They are, not only are they boring, but obviously they're preachy. That's the whole point. But I just find them just so, when you look from a perspective, when you're there in a perspective and you don't believe whatever it is shit that they're slinging at you, all of a sudden you're like, wow, you guys are really pretentious about this whole, like, your view of the universe. I can't stand it.
I just thought that it was kind of funny because I thought the same thing about you and about your pretentious view of the universe and how you can't even come into this church, which is there. Basically, you can't even go into their place knowing that what you're going to get and still not.
Well, I would have brought some earplugs if I could. I mean, the whole.
But that's just the whole thing. That's going there to be like, la, 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 la. I just find it to be that kind of pretentious atheist nature that lots of people just find so annoying.
Imagine this. Imagine if I was doing, say I was bringing them over to my non-religious church, right? And this entire time I'm just going on about, oh, you know, there really is no God, and God is a fabrication for children, and you are all weak for believing it, because basically that's the reverse of what they're doing. Okay, it really is. When they're not going around saying, like, this is the truth as we see it. Like, give me a fucking break. You're there getting bashed in the head saying, like, this is the fucking truth of the world. He did this. Recognize. And I'm just like, I'm getting sick and tired of that. I could have handled it. Like, I was handling it fine for the first 20 minutes, and then I was losing my shit. I was like, this is enough. Are you done yet? And I was upset also at the whole fact of being like, why are you ignoring this married couple? And I thought the funniest part also, when they were making the vows, all right, the clever little shit they were bringing in, be like, do you promise to raise them as Catholics and have babies and blah, blah, blah? Like, I have to agree? Say, I promise? Fuck you, man. Like, what can I not say? No, I don't promise. I do not promise the fact that I will raise them Christian. I promise that I will let them make their own decision. How about that? Oh, I can't promise that? You're not going to marry me now? I can accept everything that you're saying right now or I don't get a license to wed. Thanks a lot, priest. You're really putting me in a really comfortable situation. I appreciate that. You know, like, that's the whole time with the groom. That's what he's having to face. I mean, sure, he doesn't give a shit.
Dude, he doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't give a shit. But I'm like, I guess in a sense, I was just like, man, if I was put in that position, I would be mad. I would be angry. Mm-hmm. I was like, not feeling this pain because he doesn't have that pain. But I was feeling
Eric
that I was in
about
that position.
Just for context, Eric is about the biggest non-theist out there.
Oh my God! Like, I think he's probably thought about the concept of God like twice.
Well, see, here's the thing: I used to consider myself to be a non-theist in that I just didn't give a damn. And unfortunately, you've dragged me into the position where I've basically had to pick a team.
Yeah, but you were just ignoring it before. I mean, like, I just put it in your grill.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, like, he doesn't want to.
As you always do, you put it in everybody's grill. I'm not gonna say it's a bad thing because I mean, it is kind of your job now.
Yeah, I guess
so. I'm not gonna fault
and
you.
And we make a radio show putting it in other people's grills, so you're guilty of that shit too.
Yeah,
now,
it's like when you get angry at me for being a cynic. I'm like, dude, I am a professional cynic. That is my day job.
All right. Well, you're a professional cynic about MMA. I'm like, maybe that it shouldn't spill over to the concept of love, because the whole time, see, I'm being cynical about this whole God thing, but the funny thing happening in the background here is that Ron the whole time is like internally angry. He's like, this marriage will not last because love doesn't exist. And
you can't just put it out there, because we got friends that listen to the show and they'll go and say, Eric, Ryan doesn't believe your marriage is going to last. So let me just put it in context. Here's the context. I was sitting there, and at first I was getting all teary-eyed, and then all of a sudden, like, my fucking iron clamp would come down and be like, well, fuck love. This is bullshit. Fake crap. And I'm like, it was going back and forth. I had a very unusual, it was a very confusing day for me emotionally. And so I did what anybody does in situations like that. I got drunk and I stole a golf cart and
drove it around.
And I drove it
and
around.
He became the hero to teenagers who didn't think that an adult could be so cool.
Yep.
Little do they know that he is not an adult. He is a pseudo teenager.
Yep.
Are you tired of your lackadaisical understanding of the Bible but detest the idea of reading it in its current form? Are you sickened with the thought of having your hard-earned cash go to an organization spreading hatred and ignorance around the world? Well, now you no longer have to suffer in ignorance. Jacob Forte's Bible Stories is the book for you, friend. Humorous, intelligent, and sardonic, you may suddenly find yourself saying something you once thought impossible. Hey, I'm reading the Bible, and I'm actually having a good time. Remember, hesitation is for the weak and indecisive.